Masechet Baba Metzi'ah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Bet. In Sefer Devarim, Perek Kav Gimel, we say, Ki tavo bekerem re'echa, when you go to your friend's vineyard, ve'achalta anavim kenafshecha sov'echa, you're allowed to eat grapes as much as you want until you're full. Ve'et kelyecha lo titen, but you're not allowed to put it into your vessel. You can't store it away and take some to go. Ki tavo bekamat re'echa, when you go to your friend's field of standing grain, ve'kataftam melilot biyadecha, you're allowed to pluck off ears of grain with your hand. Ve'hermesh lot tanif al kamat re'echa, but you're not allowed to put a sickle to your neighbor's grain. You can't cut down with a sickle. The next series of Mishnayot will discuss this deoraita law, which tells us that when somebody who's a laborer is hired to work with produce, he's allowed to eat no matter what. He's allowed to eat as he works without permission from his employer. So as opposed to last Mishnah, which we said is what is his employer obligated to give him, here when he's working in the field, he's allowed to take what he wants while he's working. But there are certain conditions that we'll discuss in the following Mishnayot. Mishnah says, Ve'elu ochlin min ha-Torah. These workers are entitled to eat by Torah law. They're allowed to eat the produce that they're working with. Ha'oseh b'mchubar lekarka. Somebody who's working with produce that's attached to the ground. Bish'at gemar melacha. When its work is complete, when it's fully ripe and he's harvesting it. Uptalush min ha-karka. In contrast to that, when somebody's working with produce that was already detached from the ground, he's only allowed to eat from it ad shelo nigmera melachto, only when it's not yet complete. If it's not processed yet, where it needs to have terumotu ma'asot separated from it, that's the only time he's allowed to eat. But once it's obligated in terumotu ma'asot, the worker here is not allowed to benefit or eat from it. And that's how it works between the mehubar and the talush. The fruit or the grain or vegetation that's connected to the ground, once it's ripe, he's allowed to eat from it. But before it's ripe, he's not allowed to eat from it. When it comes to the talush, the disconnected grain that's already processed, once it has fully the gemar melacha, once it's fully complete, that it's processed all the way to the point where it's obligated to tirumotu ma'asot, he wouldn't be allowed to eat from it anymore. But before that point, he would be allowed. Be'davar shigudlo min ha'aretz. And all of this is only applying to somebody where we're talking about he's working with things that grow from the ground. Now we'll talk about people who do not have this privilege. Ve'elu she'enan ochlin. These people are not allowed to eat from the food that they work with. Ha'oseh b'mchubar lekarka b'sha'a she'en gmar melacha. Somebody who's working with produce that's still attached to the ground, he's not allowed to eat from it when its work is not yet complete. In other words, when he's doing a job before the harvest, before the produce is ripened. Uptalush min ha'karka me'ahar she'nigmera melachto. And somebody who's working with produce that's already detached from the ground is not allowed to eat from it once it's complete, if it's processed all the way to the point where it's obligated in terumot ma'asrot, ubdavar she'en gidulo min ha'aretz. And also somebody who's working with food that does not grow from the ground, he's not allowed to eat that food, it doesn't matter what type of work he's doing. For example, somebody who was hired to be a milker of a cow, he would not be able to drink that milk, or a cheesemaker, etc., because those do not grow from the ground.